My dear friends in Christ, on this twinkling days of a Sunday, a few days before Lent begins, Holy Mother the Church presents to us today's epistle and gospel, profound thought. Things that we will find in it that will, if we apply, will make our Lent a successful Lent. Today we have our Lord telling the apostles where they're going. They're going up to Jerusalem. Tells them what's going to happen. The Son of Man is going to be rejected, misused, abused, killed. Now, the third day he was going to be. Holy Scripture states it, underlines it, and restates it, but they didn't understand these things. They understood none of these things. The sin was going to come down. Neither did they get to know the things that were being said. How do we apply this to ourselves? We are heading to Lent. So many times, so many people head into holy seasons and don't give it a moment's thought what it means. And those seasons are lost in them. But this not be said of us. We have opportunity. The holy season of Lent has many graces available to us if we make good and proper use. I'm not just saying making sure that we follow the prescriptions of one another, the church, or fasting, but we take time to contemplate the reasons why we go through Lent. What it is that we're meditating on, that we're contemplating. That we can be a part of in a real way. Note the prayer of the blind man. He cries out to the Lord. Even when the people try to silence him, he cries out louder. Silence those that try to know Christ. And how many times do those people see the telltale fall prey to what other people might think? Now we need to cry out loud. Let people know that now we do. They don't care what the world thinks. They care what Christ thinks, what God thinks. We pray, Lord, I may see exactly what is good. Why? We have a good few duties. We have restitution due to sin that we need to make up for. chastise our body and bring it into subjection. We discipline the body to liberate the soul. So that the soul, which is the most important part of our, us, it is us. We can have what it craves most, and that is connection with God. The life of God in our soul. Here in this building, in this church, today, right now. I'm not talking about listening to me. I'm talking about being in His presence. This is what I'm talking about. The eyes to see. When we walked into church today, we do pray. To avoid God and sign ourselves to remember that we are children of God. And in genuflecting, we are adoring the Eucharistic King. We contemplate the immeasurable love that He demonstrates to us by being present in this building. And in a few moments, coming down on the altar, representing to us an opportunity to have part with Him, that great sacrifice that He made. Oh yes, in a few moments, it's going to come down on the altar. He doesn't come down on the altar and so look at him. He comes down on the altar to come from the altar to the communion rail, and to the communion rail, to us, not just here in terms of being in our hearts, that we can take him back into our homes and make him a part of our life, not just a part of our week. Too many people make the church thing just a church thing. They don't make it what they should make about their relationship with God. Lent is the time for us to root out faults and sins. Why? What is the reason? Because we want to be a part of something greater. If we are willing to die to ourselves, to deny ourselves, and to carry our cross after Christ, then we give ourselves an opportunity to be a part of His glory and His resurrection. Remember, we don't go through Lent for Calvary. Calvary's part of Lent. We go through Lent for the resurrection. After Christ tells the apostles what's going to happen, he's going to be put to death. He concludes it with, and on the third day he will rise again. Do we understand these things? Do we understand that he's meant to, he's wanting to, lies within us? May glory display on Easter. If you like to come to the room, and when we deny ourselves and take up our cross, follow his example. I think it's important for us to pause here as we consider Lenten laws and obligations imposed upon us by one another, the church. Remembering why she imposes these obligations. Holy Mother of the Church is a good mother. And as a good mother who wants the best for her children, make sure that her children will do least. What is the bare minimum necessary for them to do in order to have eternal life? What does it say in Scripture? Unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. And so this is why we have the Lenten penance. Penances. But she encourages us to take upon ourselves our own penances. Give up things that are not playing with anymore. Take upon ourselves things that are not obligations, but are good for us. It is important here, I think, for us to remind the faithful that Easter time begins for the church law of going to Holy Communion during the Easter time. Begin with the first Sunday of Lent, so 2 weeks of Sunday. Holy Mother of the Church, when she is talking about the Easter duty, also includes confession once a year. Here it is important for us to remind ourselves of the five things that are necessary to make a good confession. To examine ourselves, our conscience. Make sure we're truly sorry for our sins, not because we feel bad, but because we've offended the ultimate God. Who, when we stop and think about it, we want to love. We want His love to abide in us. We make up our mind, number three, do away with all the unnecessary occasions of sin. Four, we tell our sins to the priest. Who cares if the priest thinks? We're not going to confession. This is what we do for the one thing. The priest is in. We go to confession because of what God thinks. The priest is an instrument. Care about peace. Be honest in your confession. And then, of course, the independence the priest gives us. Those five things necessary to make a good confession. It's important, I think, for us to remember these things that we are trying to fulfill. Easter duty. But not just in the fulfillment of the Easter duty, but whenever we go to the sacraments, to have the right and proper attitude. What is it that our Lord says to the blind man? Receive thy sight. By faith have saved me. Today, when we come up and receive our Lord's Holy Communion, maybe we ought to make the same prayers to the Lord that find me today. Lord, that I may see. Help me to see my faults and feelings that I can bring out. Help me to see the opportunities that I have during this Lent to make a true conversion, to change, to do away with those things which absolutely are sinful, occasional sin, but other things that are not necessary, make room and time for things that are more necessary. Spiritual exercises, a more focus on our daily prayers, bringing together as a family. Here's a concept that I'd like us to contemplate today, is how many times have we as a family sat down and read the catechism, read sacred scripture, read the lives of the saints. Let it be something that would be good for us to do as a family. Individually, we should do a spiritual reading. So if you don't have a habit of doing it, then try it out for Lent. You will find it to be very powerful. We call this a spiritual exercise. Remember St. Paul tells us the first 3 months in Sunday, Septuagesima, that those athletes, they go out to receive the perishable crown, they put their bodies through all sorts of struggles, right? But we have a new perishable crown. We run the race to receive the prize, or run to receive it. Do the spiritual exercises. Spiritual reading. Daily prayer. Don't be a Catholic in name, only doing the Sunday thing. Making it a routine. Come to church on Sunday, maybe go to confession, go back home and do the same old, same old. That's not the way charity works. It's growing our love for God. But before we grow in our love for God, we have to consider His love for us, demonstrate it to us here today. Each day. My friends, it is my prayer for all of you, for us, that we have a holy cross. I was reading St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermon. I came to the sermon of in the days of the Sunday, and he was talking about considering that this Lent might be our last Lent. For some of us, it might be. Or maybe our best one. We don't know. In this sermon, he was talking about too many people guarantee themselves tomorrow, and who can guarantee themselves tomorrow? Let alone the rest of today. Make good use of the opportunities that we have right now. That we have with you. One last thought for concern with the spiritual exercises and to read the life of Saint so far. Went downstairs last night. Saw your beautiful shrine as 8:00. You can recall the story that I read a few times. It's powerful to think. It was willing to give up everything for life for Christ. For Christ. He was a 13-year-old. Maybe the saint we should call upon this Lent to help us learn to die to self, follow Christ. But as we mention the saints that are out there, we get spiritual reading, reading the saints of the day, to find it can help them. Also, one thing that's very unique about Lent is that every day during Lent is given to us in the Epistle of the Gospel. The unique part about Lent. Every day. Sunday to Saturday. You can open up the daily missal to find a specific Epistle of the Gospel. I'm not talking about the feast days. I'm talking about the day of Lent. Monday in Lent. Tuesday in Lent. And you may get a habit this year. We might not be able to go to Holy Mass, but we're going to read scriptures that are presented by our home of the church. And then maybe, as a family, we end it by making a spiritual communion, asking our Lord to come to us spiritually, just for him. Make it to Mass on that day. My dear friends, let us take these last few days before Lent to make some resolutions. Well, I'm not saying just make resolutions, write down on a piece of paper, like a prayer and penance schedule. And you can do that, that's helpful.
But make some resolutions within. When you receive the Holy Communion today, while you're here in church today, are things that you're going to do differently.
You're not going to just say the rosary every day, you're going to pray the rosary, meditate on the rosary, take the purse. We're going to beg the Lord to give us the eyes to see what it is that we really have. Ask me for faith. Remember what Christ says, the apostle, is ask and you shall receive. Not might, shall. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Ask, you haven't asked. Ask that your joy may be full. When we receive them today, let us come up with our petitions. But as we ask, there's another thing that needs to happen. We need to listen. This is the part of prayer. Prayer is conversation with God, not just some fancy words that we read out of the book that happen with. We don't know what they mean. No, it's the lifting of our heart, reminding our soul to God. And we need to learn to shut up and let Him talk too. We need to listen. And do it out of love. Not that I want to think all positive ways. Verify these three: faith, hope, charity. You can have faith to remove mountains. You can trust all you want to without it from home. But if you don't love God, it's worthless. It has to be done for the love of God. For Christ's sake, love Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.